light worker. Now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You are tuned to the Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. This podcast will take you through a journey to return to your true purpose and awaken the authentic power of your soul. This podcast is for light workers who want to start using their own medicine from their heart and remember their true magic. It's time to live a fulfilling life full of joy and abundance. I'm your host, Vika Didvalene, founder of Satkara Temple, and I'm sharing my unique medicine to help you to find your authenticity and to bring it to this world. I believe that you came here to shine your light bright, and I'm inviting you to listen to your own medicine podcast to find the inspiration and teachings of how to bring your gifts and your light to this world. It's time to listen to your own medicine. I believe that you carry your unique medicine in your heart and you came here to share it. So let's get to it. So welcome to the launch of the new Satkara Temple podcast, Listen to Your Own Medicine. And welcome, welcome. Find a comfortable seat. Just close your eyes and we will tune in the energy. We ground ourselves to the space, connect to the breath. Listen to the sounds. Preparing ourselves to receive. And this is the launch of the first episode, Listen to Your Own Medicine of Satkara Temple podcast. But this episode will be posted on the podcast. So please subscribe Satkara Temple and you will receive the invitations to join our community and subscribe to our podcast. I'm a bit nervous today because I received the guidance to open up and share a little bit more about myself. And I really want to get to know you, to get me know better so we can connect. And I know the online space is not always easy to do so, because we're trying to show up authentically and we have to choose the way we're showing up, and we can't translate everything, all the energy fully. So this is why I decided to open this podcast with introduction, so you can know more about me, about my background, how my journey started, and how I got where I am now. So thank you so much for listening of this podcast, and I really wanted to start. I think most of the people on this planet Earth, well, all of us are really coming to this earth to fill our purpose, to walk our light and learn the lessons. And I feel so grateful of walking this light worker path and being in service and help others to shine their light bright. So as I remember from a little girl, I grew up with my grandparents mainly, and I had the freedom. I was allowed to do anything I wanted and just was encouraged to be a good person and spread the love. And I really, really grateful for my family, the way they taught me things. And I guess this is the part who I am and why I'm sharing my gifts. But of course, with this comes a lot of conditioning from our previous generations, from the places where we growing up and from society. So we catch on that, we learn the things, and unconsciously we just live life most of the time unconsciously. This is what I believe is true, and I really wanted to tap into this. And when we start noticing the difference, when the veil starts lifting, this is a point of our awakening. So I grew up, went to school. I grew up in Lithuania, which is a small Baltic country, and went to school, did all the things we do, and got married very early, have an amazing daughter, and unfortunately she lost her father when she was really young, and me becoming a single parent really put a pressure on my shoulders. And at that time, I thought the only thing what I have to do is just to make sure my daughter is gonna be okay and she's gonna have everything she could possibly have. So of course, based on that belief and protection, having the drive for life, but living in the scarcity, I guess, without understanding that, I just was trying to do my best and live life. And the main thing what I forgot who I am. And I didn't have really joy in life. And then I look back, I now understand that I even didn't acknowledge or understand that I my life is not fulfilled, and I'm not enjoying fully. And doesn't matter the places I visited, the people I met, the amount of money I have, it just never was good enough. And I just was trying to achieve more and more. And I guess somewhere deep in my heart, I knew that I came here for something bigger, and that force of life just kept forcing me to do the things in a way at that time I thought this is the best way of doing it. But deep inside, I knew there is something bigger for me. So, well, dark times came to me, and I think now when I look at it, I called on it. I just, at one point in my life, I really felt trapped with anxiety, with not knowing what to do, what to choose, and how to live my life. And it manifested to physical, and I had big brain surgery, which brought me into coma for 3 days. And it was, I think now 12 years ago. And after that incident, when I woke up, I saw the light. I started seeing life differently, but something wasn't clear. So I still was learning my lessons. I felt so, so grateful for coming back to this life, reconnecting to people I love, and living in the grace. And years were passing. I moved the countries, lived in different countries, got back into conditioning after a few years, and still was forcing. Unconsciously, I was forcing life, literally unconsciously. So I was trying to do more, I was trying to be more and more. Doing everything what society taught us to do, work hard, have money, have bling things, go and see places, enjoy, but actually I didn't feel fulfilled. I thought this is a life I wanted. And I thought I enjoyed at that time. Since one day something happened. I was driving into London from Wimbledon Park, and I started having a panic attack. There was nothing what to panic about. And I just couldn't breathe. And I had to stop and to calm myself down with the breath and speak to my boyfriend and said, I don't know, I'm just like, I just can't breathe. And then I understand that this is not how the life's supposed to be. I mean, from the outside, and I felt at the time that I'm happy, I have everything what I want, I live in London, my daughter is happy, we have savings, we travel, and I have beautiful friends, and I can see beautiful places, and my job was amazing. And then suddenly I started questioning it. So is this everything the life gonna offer to me? And I was sitting with those questions for about, I don't know how long, probably a couple of weeks. So what is it? Like, I go to work, I come back, I do the same thing every day. Well, most of the days I go to the gym, I exercise, I'm healthy, and I'm loved, and there is emptiness in my heart. And I started questioning it. So what is next? Is this everything? How I can live? How the life is gonna unfold for me? And I didn't expect anything more or less. I just started questioning my existence, not in a bad way, just the way I understood life. So suddenly, yoga philosophy book landed on my lap, and I started studying yoga philosophy, started meditating and connecting to my inner self more, which wasn't really easy. And being a gym buddy, spending most of the time in a gym, then I thought yoga is not something what would make my body healthy, or it's not that, it's like it's just too slow, because my mind just likes to do more and see results, like quick results. When I tried yoga, and then I decided, okay, I'm gonna start doing yoga once a week. So I go to the gym 6 times a week, and then one time a week I do yoga, and I loved it. And suddenly we booked the trip to India. It's not because of yoga, or it just was the trip we booked and decided to go explore India. So it was 4 years ago, or just over 4 years ago, we went to India, and this is when my heart opened. This is when I felt at home. This is when everything started changing in such a rapid speed. I felt home. I felt so connected to the colors, to all the smells. Everything felt so familiar. Even it wasn't anything like, obviously it's completely different culture, and it's messy, it's a lot of people, and but only what I could see, it was a beauty. It was a beauty in the people's souls. Everybody was happy. And after a week or couple weeks, I met this monk, and then I started studying yoga with him. So we started going into yoga every day and studying yoga, doing practicing asanas and connecting. It was mainly, I think, more philosophy and less physical practice. But what I was doing the rest of the day, I would stay on a beach and I would meditate. So that meditation practice brought me to astral travel, and this is when actually my life started leaping in a quantum speed, and everything started just changing so fast. And I remember after that trip, through all my lifetimes, and landing back on that beach in Goa, I realized that I got something new in my heart. Like, my heart cracked open, and I said, I need to share what I have in my heart with the world. And at that time, I even didn't know what I'm gonna share. I just was practicing yoga. I remember I wrote down instantly like 2 pages of manifestation plan, and got back in a couple weeks back to London. I joined yoga studio. I continuously advanced my yoga practice with amazing, amazing teachers in Wimbledon Park, and I feel so, so grateful for them. Till now, I think this is, I laugh, and this is the only thing what I miss from London is my yoga studio. So thank you guys, and I hope you will join my podcast at some point and share your magic with the world. So then happened that COVID hit and everything shut down, so I got great opportunity to complete 200 hours yoga teacher training, which was online. After studying in India, it kind of added up and everything started making so much sense. And my life just became, most of my day, just a practice. Long meditations, long asana practices. This is what brought me to stillness. I started feeling complete. I started feeling like I don't need anything else, but everything just started unfolding in a most magical way. Like, my corporate career was amazing. Everything was great. My personal life, I was living in full abundance. I was connected. I started feeling joy in life, like in small things which I never noticed before. And many amazing teachers started coming to my life. And I started studying, actually before I went to India, I started studying energetic anatomy, energy healing, and connecting with those practices more and more and developing it. So I, through the meditation, I could clear the beliefs, I could clear the energies, so I could find that alignment with myself, which was so, so peaceful and beautiful. Of course, everything started radiating and people started noticing the energetic change and the happiness, and I think we start our journey and we begin our personality analysis when we start dying in many ways. Like, what was familiar before disappears now, and you entering as a new you. So as a new you, I mean the true you, that raw, authentic soul. So we peel the layers so we can come back to who we truly are, and then we become our own medicine. So through those years of peeling all those layers and developing in all possible ways and directions and impossible directions, whatever seemed impossible before started feeling so common, and the mindset, the way I would connect to people, the way I would feel, I think this is the main thing what has changed first, the feeling inside, the way I felt, the way I communicated, And don't get me wrong, it's still changing because we go through life, we learn so many lessons, we learn from other teachers, but the important thing what we learn is from the teacher inside us, when we start actually noticing and connecting to ourselves, when we open our heart to ourselves, when we see all those dark corners, when we identify our beliefs, where this all came from, and we heal. So the healing process is not all the time very uplifting, because we need to go back and we need to heal the wounds. Sometimes, I think most of the time, when the energetic field changes, we start changing the friends around us. I think it happens naturally. The people around us changes. The places we visit might change as well. The places we live might change. It's the change when we're going through the death and rebirth process. And this can be challenging. This can be challenging, but also it is so, so uplifting, because after that we can start seeing clearly. We have the clarity and we heal through all lifetimes. I think I know we come to this lifetime, we bring the soul here on the planet Earth, and we go through those lessons, the lessons we haven't learned in previous lifetime. And sometimes might be challenging journey, sometimes might be a little bit easier. We just need to remember that universe always has our back. So this is what I know my awakening started happening from early age, when I would watch the world and I would feel like it's like a story, it's not really my life, and I was looking at it like from above or below. It just like was, oh, okay, this is happening now, interesting. And then I had the incident 12 years ago when I was in coma for some time, and when I was brought to the light, this is when the life, the universe decided to give me another chance. When I look back and I remember those days before this incident has happened, the ego was so on. Ego just was telling me the stories like, there is no exit, this is not good, the life you have, nothing is good. And it would be on and on. And I asked to be taken. And that's why it happened. But then the universe gave me another chance. And this is why I'm sitting here recording this podcast, and hoping this message will help others, will inspire others to find their truth. Because we all come here with a mission to live our truth. We don't need to look for any mission, what we have to do and how we have to do it. We just need to start trusting our heart. And when we trust our heart, we align ourselves with our higher self, we start living our purpose. You live your purpose now. It's not like, oh, it's not my purpose, so my life is on pause. No, it's not. We live our purpose already. It's just how you are connected to yourself and how much action you take from your heart and how much it comes from your mind. So your purpose might be more in alignment or can have more challenges. This is how I see it. Anything you do, you're already living your purpose. It's just how challenging it is or how aligned it is, how we connect ourselves, how we start seeing ourselves, how we open our hearts to ourselves first. The healing starts from our heart. When we connect our family to our previous generations, we find the ways to unblock our hearts and peel all those layers. And for each of us, this journey is going to be different. For me, it was yoga, meditation who brought me on this path, and all the amazing teachers and books and mentors who helped me to come back to my true medicine, to find myself, to share my gifts. And they are changing in a way, but at the same time, it's the same because I share my love. I share the inspiration. I help you to connect and find your true power, which is within you. So thank you all the beautiful teachers. Thank you for my abundant life, for people who are in my life, for people who are not in my life anymore, and for everybody who supporting me on this journey and coming into this path or walking this path together and sharing their journey with me. It's a blessing. I'm so, so grateful for that. And I think my last trip, living in Guatemala last summer and learning ancient Mayan traditions of life, studying Mayan cosmovision, implementing it into my life, connecting to the plant medicines, just released hopefully the final blocks. So my trip to Guatemala last year and living there for a couple of months, studying with amazing teachers and connecting with ancient Mayan wisdom, unlocked so many hidden parts again, the parts on my heart, which I didn't see. Working with plant medicine, supported on this continuous awakening journey, which gets more and more beautiful and brings some darkness as well. But without darkness, we can't see the light. So thank you so much for listening. I'm excited to start this podcast. I'm excited to bring my teachers and many amazing conscious entrepreneurs, spiritual teachers and other healers on this podcast, so we can spread the message to this world and help the world to heal, so we can help others and ourselves just digging deeper into that medicine within us. So when we become a medicine, so that's why the podcast was named Listen to Your Own Medicine, because we all have it in our hearts. Just find a way to see it. Each episode of the Listen to Your Own Medicine will be open with little meditation and will be closed with little closing prayer. So I'm inviting you to close your eyes and just receive the gratitude for being on this planet, for carrying love in your heart, and for being the light. Thank you so much for joining and for listening. Thank you so much for connecting with me. I hope there are some ways to get inspired from this session, And if you want to start working with me or seeing more and more of yourself, check my website, and I will see you soon.